Sticks and Stuff in Swanton Lumber is Vermont's most complete locally owned home center. They've got five locations around the Green Mountain State: St. Albans, Enosburg, Middlesex, Derby, and at Swanton Lumber. You can find them online at sticksandstuff.com. But they are your one-stop shop for all things you need in terms of remodeling your next big project around the house, or just some general assorted things to help clean up around your yard. Kitchen and bath, flooring, building materials, paints and stains, windows and doors, electrical and plumbing, power tools, they've got it. And also, again, you know, I mentioned now we're kind of out of lawn care season for the most part, but when it's time for that, they got you covered there as well. And now we talk to our guy, Kyle. Kyle, what's going on in the shops, plural, today?
That's right, from one shop to the other, so that you don't hear my dogs or screaming children. So, it's a good day. Low humidity, sunshine, and flags still flying, and I'm still kicking. So I'll take all three of those things.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's start with a very serious thing first. You guys are working on a big fundraiser that's not kind of up and running yet, as I understand it, but it's going to be soon, and when it is, we want to help.
So what we're doing is, one of my friends and coworkers recently found out that his wife has been diagnosed with a very aggressive form of breast cancer. She's actually going in for a lumpectomy this coming Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And depending what they find with the biopsy, she's going to be starting both chemo and radiation. So what we did, and the fundraiser is live.
At the St. Albans
location, we ordered in some cancer awareness bracelets with her name on them, and we're selling them up front at the counter for $10 a piece, and every penny is going to go to help them on this long road. They're going to both have time missed off from work and extra bills, so anything that we can do to pad their pockets a little bit and make it easier, we're trying to do. So
again, that is live, and that is at the St. Albans location. So again, $10 for those cancer awareness bracelets, and we certainly send our best to your friend and his family as they go through this tough time. No easy way to transition, but I'm going to try to do it gracefully. Give us a little bit more insight as to what's going on at the shops and things you guys have going on right now.
So on a little bit of a happier note, we do have some DeWalt outdoor power equipment that we're putting on sale. This will be in all locations. We've got their leaf blower, because unfortunately those are already starting to fall and they're going to start piling up. So the DeWalt cordless leaf blower, and then also for the hunters and outdoorsmen there, we've got the both the DeWalt battery-powered chainsaw and their battery-powered pole pruner. I know a lot of guys love them for making duck blinds, deer blinds, and clearing shooting lanes, because if they're battery operated, you don't have any of the noise and you don't have any of the smoke or anything that hangs around when you're trying to hunt with the smell of bar and chain oil or 50-to-1 oil.
If you're using those big power tools, you're also going to want some goggles.
Goggles or sunglasses, you know, either way, something to keep the sawdust out of your eyes. Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's what I've learned. Goggles or sunglasses, you do not want things flying back at you. So can you get said goggles at your establishments?
Oh, yeah. We've got all kinds of personal protective equipment, and I would say buy that because it's cheaper than going to the eye doctor. And as far as I know, we have contractor sales but haven't started an eye clinic yet.
Absolutely. So Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and at Swanton Lumber, again, they've been doing this for more than 100 years now, and they've been doing it really, really well. It's St. Albans, Enosburg, Middlesex, Derby, and at Swanton Lumber. They're online at sticksandstuff.com, where you can check out their e-showroom, and we do remind you about that fundraiser at the St. Albans location. So Kyle, we appreciate you, and continued strength to you and your friend as they go through this battle together, and we will talk to you next week.
All right. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much for any support.
All right. There goes Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff. Again, no easy way to transition, but we will continue on here on the afternoon news service. Radio Vermont time is 4:51. We'll step in and get a look at some more local headlines. That's next on DEV.